The U.S. Supreme Court today hears arguments in a case testing whether handcuffing a prison inmate to a post in the hot sun for hours without water or bathroom breaks violates the Constitution's ban on cruel and unusual punishment, and if it does, whether state officials are liable for damages. The case is from Alabama, the only state in the nation that uses the so-called hitching post as a method of disciplining prisoners. NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
The case of Hope versus Felser has its seeds in the Alabama gubernatorial campaign of 1994, when candidate Fob James pledged that if elected, he would bring back chain gangs as part of a get-tough prison policy. Once in office, James delivered on his promise, though within a year, under the pressure of a lawsuit, the state abandoned the chain gangs. But it did not abandon its policy of requiring prisoners to work at hard labor, nor did it abandon its policy of punishing prisoners who refused to work by handcuffing them to a rail, often for the duration of the day. Indeed, the state specifically rejected an investigation conducted by the Justice Department in 1994 that concluded the hitching post policy violated constitutional norms and that state officials violated their own stated policy by using the hitching post in a medically dangerous manner. In 1996, a prisoner named Larry Hope, acting on his own and without a lawyer, sued the guards who tied him to a hitching post the previous June. A federal judge found that Hope had been involved in an altercation with six guards at the work site, and that he was then taken back to the prison, where he was cuffed to the rail for 7 hours. Hope maintained that one of the guards took his shirt off him, leaving him to bake in the hot sun, and that he was denied requests for water or bathroom breaks for hours on end. Indeed, he said that after 3 hours, guards brought a pail of water over but gave it to the dogs instead, and then dumped the remaining water out in front of him. In court, state officials disputed those facts, alleging that they had followed rules for regular bathroom breaks and water. But two courts concluded otherwise and ruled that the guards had inflicted cruel and unusual punishment in violation of the Constitution. A federal appeals court ruled, however, that the guards were not liable for damages because they could not reasonably have known that their conduct was unconstitutional. Hope appealed to the Supreme Court, which will hear arguments in the case today. He'll be represented by Atlanta lawyer Craig Jones, who will tell the justices that the state of Alabama and its officials had fair warning from the Justice Department and from other court decisions that the hitching post violated the Eighth Amendment ban on cruel and unusual punishment.
In the annals of modern criminal justice, they are unique in the Western world using the hitching post. And this really kind of cuts to the core of what the Eighth Amendment is all about. I mean, the Eighth Amendment prohibits cruel and unusual punishment. And the fact that Alabama was the only state doing this underscores that it was unusual.
Jones points to the standards of the American Correctional Association, to testimony from the former head of the Federal Bureau of Prisons, and to court findings that concluded the hitching post is extremely painful and medically dangerous, often causing injuries that last for several weeks. As an example, Jones points to an inmate with a severe back problem whose case was cited in another decision against the hitching post.
When they put him on the hitching post, the laxative that his doctors had given him to counteract the constipation caused by his back medication went into full gear, and this man proceeded to defecate upon himself all day and become dehydrated.
But Alabama State Attorney General William Pryor defends the hitching post as an efficient method of preventing prisoners from malingering.
We don't want to reward the prisoner who refuses to work to just sit in a jail cell and watch television while all of his fellow inmates are out laboring in hot fields.
Alabama, he says, has a harsh system on purpose.
We run a very efficient and lean prison system in Alabama. Last time I checked, the state of Alabama spends less money per inmate to run its prison system than any state in the United States. We expect it to be punishment. We expect it to be deterrence to crime. An Alabama prison is not a fun place. It is not a place where you want to return.
Critics of the way the Alabama prisons are run, however, assert that statistics show the hitching post does not work as intended. They note that when the hitching post was stopped in 1998 by court order, the number of inmates who refused to work actually decreased. Attorney General Pryor, however, stands by the hitching post and notes that the state's hitching post regulations make clear it is not punishment in and of itself, that in essence the inmate holds the key to ending his punishment.
The minute he wants to return peaceably to work, all he needs to do, if the regulation is being followed, is to express that, and he'll immediately end the handcuffing.
Those regulations are not followed, though, according to the findings of a federal judge who looked at the practice throughout the state. Prisoners once taken back to the prison and hitched to the post are not released until their work crew returns. They are not, in practice, allowed to go back to the work crew, the judge said. Attorney General Pryor notes there have been cases, 8 of them, in which individual complaints about the hitching post have been dismissed by the federal courts. But prisoners' rights advocates assert those cases are insignificant, since the prisoners in those cases had no lawyers and had no way of putting on evidence. And they point to federal appeals court decisions by the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals, the court with jurisdiction over Alabama, decisions that clearly find unconstitutional the hitching of prisoners to a fence, for example. Attorney General Pryor counters that those decisions are not applicable because they involved a wide variety of abuses, not just the hitching of prisoners. And he says, even if the Supreme Court should find, as the lower courts have, that the hitching post is cruel and unusual punishment, officials at the state's prisons should not be liable for using it because they did not know at the time the practice was unconstitutional. Attorney General Pryor.
We do not expect courts to be second-guessing, split-second decisions of low-level government employees who are following the rules the best way that they know how to do it. And not only is that unfair to the employees, it's unfair to the taxpayers.
But Larry Hope's lawyer, Craig Jones, backed by the Bush administration, argues that the conduct at issue in this case is substantially the same as conduct that has been held unconstitutional in the past.
In order for the law to be clearly established, you don't have to have another case involving the very same method of torture.
If Alabama prevails in this case, he contends, it will mean that prison officials will be able to continually vary their conduct ever so slightly to avoid being held responsible. A decision in the case is expected by summer. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.